I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Coming to you live from the smoky skies of Portland, Oregon. We're in the surrounding areas. 500,000 people have now been evacuated. That's 10% of the population of the state at 4.5 million people. The death toll, of course, varies from who you talk to. Damage, of course, is going to be in the millions. And this is where we are today on the 19th anniversary or the 19th observance of the 9/11 attacks. We've gone from the ashes of New York to the ashes of the Pacific to the Pacific Northwest. It's like we live in the upside down. Everything is dark. It's either orange or green. An ash is falling from the sky. I actually had to go into the bathroom today and take water to my jacket because there was ash on my jacket from where I was standing. We are just moments away from, not many miles away from evacuation. I don't know if the city would ever be evacuated, but we are watching. I actually got an EAS today on my phone, letting me know that there were certain areas that have gone level two. Level two means get ready. Level three means get out. So this morning I woke up, couldn't sleep well last night, actually. I went to bed about 4 o'clock, but woke up again about 5 a.m. And I didn't know how I was going to get to sleep because it was hard to breathe. And tried to keep the air conditioning going. It's hard to keep the flow of everything going. We have air purifiers on, and it's daunting. Really, to be in an area where the smoke is so heavy that it limits the visibility. And we come in every day and we do our jobs and we do what we're doing. Many of you tonight may not be listening on our affiliate, our mainstream affiliate, because of the fact that they are doing fire reports. So for those of you that are getting any clear hearing of what we're saying, remember it's TalkStream Live. We get alternative feeds on the program. And of course, you can listen on aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media for $4.99. You get the show archives, the podcast archives that are available. And other things are going to be available soon from aftermath.media. As I said, it's the observance of the 9/11 attacks, 19 years, you know, and I don't even know why I say this. Every year I say, well, this is going to be my last year doing a 9/11 show. And I guess I'm not going to say it anymore because it just seems to me that, I mean, the 20-year observance, it's going to be next year. And I'm sure there will be, hopefully, a lot of people talking about some things that maybe we'll cover tonight. I don't know, making some comparisons and some synchronicities. You know, I'm always one for synchronicities, and I always try to make 9/11, at least in retrospect, a little interesting because of the research I do. And today I reluctantly buried myself in a lot of books to actually deliver an important show to everyone that's been urging me to talk about this. And as I was going over documents and looking at analysis and strategists and looking back at history, of all things, I look up and I see this CNN news header. Because, of course, you know, in this studio, we have monitors everywhere. We have CNN, Fox News, we have local news. And I see this header on CNN, and CNN, of course, pushes the COVID-19 narrative to, I don't know, everything, because I noticed, you know, I watch Fox News, I watch CNN, and every time you watch Fox News, you can get a newscast out of Fox News in the first 20 minutes. CNN, you have to weed through all of the experts and the whiners about masks and the haters of Trump, and you have to go all through this stuff to get to whatever news you want to have. And right in front of you, they push the COVID-19 narrative, and the header said, Americans are observing 9/11 in the midst of COVID-19. And the narrative that was included was the death toll of the 9/11 attacks. They reported that nearly 3,000 died in the 9/11 attacks. The official count, of course, was 2,977 people. That included about 343 firefighters and 71 law enforcement officers. Of course, we cannot tally how many people died from the after effects or the aftermath of 9/11, but the official number is 2,977 people. But as the Blonde reporter gave the death tolls, got all the totals together and talked about COVID-19 and 9/11, I noticed something that was odd. I noticed the American death tolls for COVID-19. I noticed the numbers, and then I saw the death toll for the world on this day. And the total at the time, and this was around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, well into 2 o'clock Pacific time, because I know that the death tolls change. They're probably up higher now. But when I was looking at the death tolls, it was amazing. It was 911,000 deaths. Total cases worldwide, 911,000 deaths since 9/11 was first reported. COVID-19 was first reported. 19 million people have recovered worldwide from this. 19 million people recovered from COVID-19. The numbers 19 and 9/11. You know how I am with numbers. I see numbers and numbers somehow flash in my head. I see a pattern. So COVID-19 was first reported in 2019. COVID-19 was first reported in 2019. It's been 19 years since 9/11. 19 million people have recovered from COVID-19 worldwide, with 911,000 deaths total registering today. 9/11 deaths starting when I started today, when I woke up. 9/11 new deaths were registered in the United States today from COVID-19 on the 19th anniversary of 9/11. 19, 19, 19, 9/11, 19, 9/11,000, 9/11. I mean, all these numbers either are coincidence or they're synchronicity, and that is just, it's always been that vexing 9/11 that, you know, you look back at the 9/11 numbers, you look about what the 9 and 11 mean, you look at what Aleister Crowley wrote about 9/11, how it's the magical witching numbers brought together with the ending and the beginning of the new set of numbers. Think about that. 9 means ending. It means none. When you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that's the end of the number set. Then you go back to 0 again, but you put a 1 in front of it, and then the next step is 11. So you end one era and you begin another era. 9, 1, 1, 9, 11. And then it dawned on me. I was going over the numbers in my brain, it dawned on me. For many years after the attacks, we were told that if there was another attack on this country, the death toll would be a lot worse. And that's when I realized COVID-19 is that next attack on this country where the dead would be worse than the first time. And I remembered back when I first reported 9/11, a lot of people were saying, and this is what took my breath today. I realized it, while many have called COVID-19 a plandemic, not a pandemic, but a plandemic, would anyone wish to speculate that like 9/11, COVID-19 was an inside job where wealthy technocrats and politicians planned and carried out the spread of this pandemic to successfully destroy this country? I mean, we all know that back in October, a high-level pandemic exercise called Event 201 was held in New York City. The Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in conjunction with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they brought together 15 leaders of business, government, and public health to simulate a scenario which a coronavirus pandemic called CAPS was ravaging the entire planet. And the current coronavirus outbreak that originated in China didn't begin until December. And so at that time, it was supposedly just a hypothetical exercise, right? A hypothetical gain-of-function exercise. Now, think about this. When you look at the numbers again, you look at Event 201. Event 201 predicted COVID-19, and while 9/11 was the... What was it? They said it was the 102 minutes that changed America forever. It's the 102 minutes. Yes, the 102 minutes that changed America forever. So you invert the 201, or you invert the 102, and you get 201. I know. It sounds weird. And I know that, you know, you're thinking, oh, Clyde's lost his mind. But if anyone reviews the agenda that was brought up during the exercise, you would see Event 201, you would see that it follows a blueprint precisely. And no one questions or reports this. This is why many people believe that COVID-19, the outbreak, was well planned and executed by a conspiracy of people to completely destroy the morale and economy of the United States. And equally for years, people have said that 9/11 The 9/11 attacks were also planned and executed by a conspiracy of people to completely destroy the morale and economy of the United States. However, the 9/11 attacks and the planning, I believe, was far more complex. But as with Event 201, reverse the 102 minutes that changed America forever, there were various tabletop exercises that were played out prior to 9/11 that indicated that something was about to go down then in the real world back in 2001, or even before then. You go back to 1995, 2000, 2001, bam, 9/11. So they planned the diseases in tabletop exercises with Cladex, Disease X. They had Dark Winter, they had Atlantic Storm, and then they had Event 201. Exact reversal of 102 minutes that changed America forever, 9/11. 9/11,000 deaths in the world today. 911 deaths in the United States today. 19 recoveries worldwide, the 19th anniversary. 9/11, and I'm Clyde Lewis, and we'll be back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.